Rashida Tlaib's grandmother, "I wouldn't visit US even if my dead husband asked." By Aaron Klein on September 23, 2019. Representative Rashida Tlaib's grandmother is not a fan of America. The 90-year-old Muftiya Tlaib made that much clear in an interview with USA Today. She was quoted telling the newspaper, "Even if I get an invitation from Trump to travel to the US, I won't go," she said. "Even if my husband returns from the grave and tells me to go, I refuse," she said. "I don't like it there," she added. She said that she spent about 18 months in the US when her granddaughter was in high school. "I decided not to ever go back after I made Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, prescribed as a religious duty for Muslims." Tlaib, along with fellow extremist Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, were barred last by the Israeli government from entry into the country in keeping with the law that allows Israel from denying passage to supporters of the BDS movement seeking to destroy the Jewish state. "We had planned to slaughter a sheep to celebrate her coming back to visit with us," Tlaib's uncle Bassem Tlaib told USA Today. "But we supported her decision. And we know why the Israelis didn't want her here. Her visit would have shown how we Palestinians are suffering under their occupation," he claimed. Omar and Tlaib are both prominent BDS supporters who in July introduced a resolution in Congress aimed at supporting the BDS movement, which targets the Middle East's only democracy, seeks the end of Israel, and is engaged in economic warfare against the Jewish state. The cancelled visit was partially organized and co-sponsored by Miftah, an anti-Israel organization headed by notorious Palestinian extremist Hanan Ashrawi, a member of the Palestine Liberation Organization's executive committee and supporter of BDS. NGO Monitor, a watchdog on extremist nonprofits, notes that Miftah has accused Israel of committing massacres, apartheid, summary executions of Palestinian youth, and Judaizing Jerusalem. It has also accused Israel of ethnic cleansing of Palestinian Israeli Arabs. Ashrawi was a political leader of the violent First Palestinian Intifada and served as deputy to late PLO leader and arch-terrorist Yasser Arafat. She is known for espousing anti-Israel conspiracy theories and attempting to justify Palestinian resistance against the Jewish state. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed reporting to this article.